Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Easter Sunday, the 20th of April, Pope Francis dedicates his Urbi et Orbi address to invoking peace in the world, from Gaza to the Sahel. We look at the harsh situations being faced by some of the world's most suffering nations. And in his Easter Sunday homily, Pope Francis reminds us that the joy of Easter is a hope that needs to be renewed daily. In the Vatican, I'm Francesca Merlo. Pope Francis has dedicated much of his pontificate to appealing for peace, and this year was no exception as he delivered his message and blessing for the Easter Urbi et Orbi to the city and to the world. From the Loggia of St. Peter's Basilica, the Pope, who continues his recovery from bilateral pneumonia, greeted the crowds gathered in St. Peter's Square. His message was then read by Archbishop Diego Ravelli, the Master of Pontifical Liturgical Celebrations. Kelsey Gussie tells us more.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buona Pasqua.
Christ, my hope has risen, Pope Francis announced. His words were not just a proclamation of faith, they were a cry to humankind for humanity. The Pope's gaze, even in this moment of joy, did not stray from the suffering. He spoke first of the Holy Land, wounded by conflict and home, to an endless outburst of violence. He extended his closeness to the people of Gaza, where the terrible conflict continues to cause death, destruction, and a deplorable humanitarian situation. The Pope once again appealed for a ceasefire and the release of the hostages. The Pope's prayers extended to the Christian communities in Lebanon and Syria. Then turning to Yemen, experiencing one of the world's most serious and prolonged humanitarian crises because of war, Pope Francis invited all those involved to find a solution through dialogue. For Ukraine, devastated by war, he asked that the parties continue efforts towards a just and lasting peace. He spoke, too, of the South Caucasus, where long-standing tensions called for urgent reconciliation. In particular, he prayed for a final peace agreement between Armenia and Azerbaijan. In the Western Balkans, Pope Francis prayed that the Easter light inspire leaders to calm tensions and reject destabilizing actions. In Africa, the Pope first prayed for the people of the Democratic Republic of Congo, then for those of Sudan and of South Sudan, and for those caught in the violence of the Sahel, the Horn of Africa, and the Great Lakes region. He prayed especially for Christians unable to live their faith freely across the continent.
Nessuna pace è possibile dove non c'è libertà religiosa.
There can be no peace without freedom of religion, freedom of thought, freedom of expression, and respect for the views of others, the Pope stated. And no peace, he added, without true disarmament. Pope Francis did not forget the people of Myanmar who continue to suffer the effects of conflict, and most recently, the devastating earthquake in Saigon. Finally, the Pope emphasized that this Easter, the risen Christ fills us with the certainty that we, too, are called to share in the life that knows no end. And when the clash of arms and the rubble of death will be heard no more. I'm Kelsey Gussie.
As we just heard, Pope Francis's prayers crossed the entirety of the Middle East, from Gaza to Lebanon to Syria and Yemen, where instability is widespread, violence constant and poverty rampant. Nathan Morley tells us more about the situation these countries are facing and why the Pope's appeals for peace are more urgent now than ever.
Yemen remains a stark example of a humanitarian crisis exacerbated by malnutrition. Doctors Without Borders has highlighted that hunger within the country represents a crisis inside the crisis, amplifying the population's vulnerability. The year 2024 was especially grim, marked by an outbreak of acute watery diarrhea across the country, alongside high rates of malnutrition, as reported by the MSF. Sporadic cases of polio and diphtheria added to the already dire situation. Earlier this weekend, the US military conducted 29 airstrikes targeting Houthi positions in northern Yemen. Meanwhile, tensions in Gaza remained heightened. In neighbouring Lebanon, meanwhile, intermittent violence persists despite a ceasefire brokered by France and the US, which came into force last November. On Saturday, an Israeli drone strike in Sidon claimed the life of a Hezbollah member, according to the Lebanese health authorities and security sources. While Israeli forces justify these operations as targeting Hezbollah threats, casualties have been reported, heightening tensions across the region. And in Syria, efforts to rebuild after years of conflict continue. As of the 9th of December last year, 175,000 Syrians have voluntarily returned home from Turkey, bringing the total number of returnees to 915,000. These movements, described as voluntary, safe, dignified and orderly, comprise over 33,000 families. Syria's civil war, which began in 2011, forced millions to flee, with Turkey becoming a refuge for over 3.6 million Syrians at the height of the crisis. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
The people of Sudan were also in the Pope's prayers today. The African nation has been plagued by 2 years of civil war, and violence has escalated even further in recent weeks. Now the United Nations estimates that over 30 million people require humanitarian assistance. Famine is devastating 5 regions, and up to 12 million people have fled their homes. Giles Clark is a documentary photographer working for the United Nations, and he described the situation in Sudan to UN News, saying the people are facing endemic trauma.
The situation has been portrayed as one of mass displacement of 12 million people. 3 million of those have left the country. Another 9 million are dotted around various parts of Sudan. Warring factions in Khartoum pretty much laid waste to much of the city, although the tide is changing militarily slightly within the city. People are beginning to head back. I was seeing buses return, but there's still very much an issue of confusion in just what is going to happen there. I saw camps bulging, and I saw a lot of very desperate aid workers trying to cope. What's noticeable was just how resilient the Sudanese people are. I mean, one has to remember that Sudan does have tributaries of the Nile. It has extraordinary irrigation. Despite areas of famine in Darfur, other areas are sort of working overtime to try and deal with the crisis, especially in terms of sustenance. But really, the problems are going to last for generations. Just the lack of infrastructure that is going to affect the harvest, the healthcare system, just living for people has been set back, I'd say, a generation by this 2 years of war. As positive as I do see certain things within the spirit of the people, the reality of the matter is that there's a terrible, terrible crisis, and further west you go, the worse it gets. It's just endemic trauma. So many families have been split, and so many women are now on their own. You have no work, you have no way of making money, and very little idea as to when you can return home. It just creates a desperate situation. And I think that's the sort of untold story, really, that, you know, we can look at facts and figures all day, but the reality is it's just a really broken spirit. They're desperately keen for the war to end and to get back to their lives.
That was Giles Clark, a documentary photographer working for the United Nations, describing the situation in Sudan. Now, Ukraine too has been high on the Pope's agenda ever since Russia launched its full-scale invasion in February 2022. As he appealed for peace on Sunday and for an end to the conflict in the region, as Pope Francis appealed for peace, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Russia intensified shelling. And as Stefan Boss reports, the attacks came despite Moscow's announcement of an Easter ceasefire.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia had launched 26 assaults from midnight up until midday local time. Citing a battlefield update from Ukraine's military chief, Zelensky noted an increase in Russian shelling. He said the most active Russian operations were on Easter Sunday morning in the Pokrovsk and Siversk directions. Zelensky warned that in these and several other areas of the front line, Russia continues to use heavy weapons. Yet that seemed at odds with Russian President Vladimir Putin's announcement of an Easter ceasefire. Russian President Putin said Saturday that based on humanitarian considerations, today, starting from 1600 hours to Monday, the Russian side announced an Easter ceasefire. I order a stop to all military activities for this period. Yet, in response, Ukrainian President Zelensky said Kiev has been documenting what he called every Russian violation of its self-declared Easter truce and was prepared to share this intelligence with partners. The attacks came as numerous Christians in Ukraine visited churches to remember Jesus Christ's victory over death on Easter Sunday. Pope Francis recalled the risen Christ's gift of peace and expressed hope that all parties involved in the devastating 3-year war would seek a lasting peace in Ukraine. The war broke out with Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022 and has since turned into Europe's bloodiest conflict since the Second World War. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
And finally, just before the Urbi et Orbi blessing, the Easter Sunday Mass took place in St. Peter's Square. Presiding over the celebration on behalf of Pope Francis, Italian Cardinal Angelo Comastri read the Pope's homily, underscoring the joy we celebrate at Easter, a hope that needs to be renewed daily. Thaddeus Jones tells us more in this report.
Cardinal Comastri welcomed the over 50,000 faithful gathered in a flower-filled St. Peter's Square. The flowers are provided by Dutch florists, and this year marks the 39th anniversary of doing so. Tens of thousands of flowers of every sort adorned the square. Cardinal Comastri, Archpriest Emeritus of St. Peter's Basilica and Vicar General Emeritus of Vatican City, read the Pope's homily, in which he recalls how Mary Magdalene, Peter and John all made haste in discovering and witnessing the empty tomb of Jesus.
I protagonisti dei racconti della Pasqua corrono tutti.
The Pope writes that this running to see what happened can reflect the yearning of the heart, the inner attitude of those who set out to search for Jesus. The Lord has risen from the dead, and we must look for him elsewhere. The message of Easter is precisely that Christ is risen, he is alive, the Pope emphasized, and no longer a prisoner of death. And this requires that we take action, setting out to find the Lord in our lives, in our brothers and sisters, in everyday experiences, everywhere except in the tomb. The Pope said, Christ is present everywhere. He dwells among us. He hides himself and reveals himself even today in the sisters and brothers we meet along the way.
In Cristo noi abbiamo tutto.
The Pope writes in his homily, as read by Cardinal Comastri, that Easter faith opens the door to encountering the risen Lord and welcoming him into our lives. And this reality of Easter spurs us to action, to run like Mary Magdalene and the disciples to seek and meet the Lord, to have eyes that see beyond and to experience Jesus as the one who lives and is present with us today, going before us, helping us, surprising us. In conclusion, the Pope underscored on Easter, we celebrate the greatest hope of our life. We can live this poor, fragile, and wounded existence clinging to Christ because he's conquered death. He conquers our darkness, and he will conquer the shadows of the world to make us live with him in joy forever. I'm Thaddeus Jones.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit www.vaticannews.va. And you can, of course, catch any latest updates on our Facebook, X and Instagram pages. Many thanks today go to Gabriele Di Domenico, our sound engineer in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Francesca Merlo, wishing you all a very happy Easter.